one day.
Do you still need funds for those school uniforms or to buy those books? Look no further. Head to the Church of the Nazarene Cooperative Credit Union, where we are offering back-to-school loans. Borrow up to $5,000 at an interest rate of 7% with a year and a half to repay. Call us at 429-6734 or 233-2317 to find out more. Apply today.
Good morning. My name is Cathelia Etchell, and I am the daughter of Reverends Delbert and Deborah Etchell. And this morning, I will be sharing on the winter season. But first off, I want to thank our sponsors, Federal Motor Spears, and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. Before I get into what I have to share today, let's take a moment to pray. Dear Lord, we come before you thanking you for this day. Thank you for waking us up in our right minds. Thank you for a good night's rest as well. And we pray, God, that even as we spend these next moments with you, that you will be with us. We ask that you would bless it. I pray, God, that you would use me as your vessel. I pray that you would give me the words to say that you would desire for me to, and that it will fall on good soil. I pray, God, that you would give persons open hearts and minds and ears and spirits to receive what you have for them today, and that someone would be encouraged. We thank you for it, and we praise you for who you are and the way that you love us. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. According to Britannica.com, wintertime is the coldest time of the year. During the wintertime, some plants die, some leave their seeds, and others cease growth until springtime. Many animals also become dormant, especially those that hibernate. Having experienced a few winters myself, I know firsthand how freezing those temperatures can become. That said, I'm actually one of those people who loves the wintertime. Not necessarily because of the cold, but I love the snow and I love the views at wintertime, especially in Colorado. Being an island girl and spending much of my life in the tropics, experiencing winter and snow was something I was intrigued by and something I enjoyed. I still do. In Colorado, I remember going outside after the snow fell to build a snowman, and another time taking pictures with my sister friend in knee-deep snow, even though that time was a blizzard in the spring. But still, there's nothing like snow-covered mountains, beautiful scenery, and the winter fashion, of course. Even though it can feel and be inconveniencing at times to deal with the realities of winter, I still believe it's one of the most beautiful seasons. While naturally winter appeals to me and can be a really beautiful time, I know everyone doesn't see and experience it that way. Whether it's sleet, black ice, the layers on layers to keep warm, or having to scrape cars from frozen snow and ice, wintertime can be a pain. And I think both views are experienced spiritually across the board as well. A winter season spiritually can feel incredibly discouraging. To be in a place of things dying, feeling weary and discouraged, and with the hope for sunny days feeling far away, winter doesn't sound very appealing, no, does it? Things tend to feel heavier and seem more disheartening. It's in these times that God can feel furthest away and like he's not listening. It's hard when life hands you pain and disappointment, and even though everything serves a purpose, it doesn't automatically make going through the process easy. Tears and isolation can be very common when life feels dreary and bleak, even when you love Jesus. On the flip side, I believe that the time of quiet and seclusion can be good and healthy for all of us. During the winter time, things typically don't feel as busy, and there's a lot of focus on how to stay warm and comfortable. There's a slowness that comes with the season, aside from the primary busyness with the holidays, and leaning into the slowness and quiet is sometimes exactly what we need. And I know some eagerly anticipate being able to slow down from the busyness of their lives as well. Just as I'm able to find joy in the winter season, I believe there are pockets of sunshine to be found in the figurative winter seasons of our lives. Whether it's realizing how we're growing, even in the midst of being stretched, connecting with loved ones and sharing laughter, or recognizing just how close the Lord is, even when our hearts are breaking, all of these can help spur us on and encourage us to keep moving forward when we may be tempted to just sit down and wallow. During some of the winter months is when we celebrate holidays, most notably Christmas. And around that time, people tend to be kinder, more giving, more compassionate, and the atmosphere is filled with more love and smiles. There's also the big blessing of spending more time with family and loved ones. Even though you can spend time together during the year, there's something different and special about it happening around the holiday times and the winter time. These are some of the reasons why I enjoy the holiday season, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that. Even when things may not feel or seem ideal, encountering unexpected kindness from someone can lift our spirits in ways we didn't even know we needed. While I believe that our Christian walk isn't divorced from discomfort, I also believe that everyone wants and needs to feel a measure of comfort and steadiness as they journey through life and life seasons. Experiencing overall perpetual discomfort is exhausting, and I don't believe anyone needs to walk through the world like that. As human beings, we thrive on consistency and stability. When these things are absent, it's increasingly difficult to catch ourselves and show up as our best self with those around us. It's one of the reasons why God probably reassures us of his peace repeatedly in his word. One of my favorite reminders of this is found in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. He himself already knew long ago that life would inevitably come with trials and uneasiness, and it would be his peace that would hold us steady through all of our life storms. Seasons like spring and summer will very often feel attractive. With them, there's a promise of new growth, new beginnings, and sunshine, literally and figuratively. However, I believe these things can also be present under the clouds of winter. The things that die during the winter time are things that are typically no longer needed. As they do so, it prepares new room, space, and opportunity for something new and fresh to bloom in its place. As Luke chapter 5 reminds us, new wine needs fresh wineskins. Sometimes there are things that need to be released, die, and fall away, so that we can enter into the places and spaces the Lord has for us. While that process can feel heavy and unpleasant sometimes, we can't truly move forward into newness if we're holding on to things that are no longer serving us well. Just because something was working for us before doesn't mean it's going to work moving forward. And being creatures of habit, I believe this is a lesson we'll all continuously be in the process of learning. Even when our emotions and our internal and our external voices try to convince us otherwise, God can still be found in a time of grief and shedding. He can still be found in a season of despair and stillness. And he is just as present in the gloom as he is in the joy. Reminding ourselves of the promises God has spoken through his word is like a balm to our souls and spirits during the winters of our lives. In Matthew chapter 5, we see that blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. We not only mourn those who pass from this life to the next, but we also mourn broken relationships, dreams that never came to fruition, aspirations we were pursuing but things didn't go as we were hoping they would. God directly speaks to the discouragement and despair we would face at times, and he not only calls us blessed, but he envelops us in his loving reassurances. Even when life is hard, there is promise for comfort and ease. Over the years, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 has been one that's offered me peace and comfort in times when I needed it, but I'll share the portion of scripture from verses 28 to 30. It reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Life can become disheartening sometimes, and it can be hard to remember that God is working when life seems and feels bleak, and as though everything is still or things aren't going how you thought they would. The truth is, though, that even when our spirits are weary and our hearts are heavy, there's promise for light to come and for healing to meet us, as we see in Psalm 147, verse 3. Here we are reminded that God binds up the wounds of the brokenhearted, and I wouldn't doubt that you've seen and experienced him doing that for you in your own life before. Surrounding ourselves with people who will lovingly encourage us when our spirits need it is a vulnerable and crucial choice we each get to make. Looking back on how the Lord has come through before and encouraging ourselves to trust that he can and will do it again adds soothing to a naked heart and a somber spirit. I'd encourage you to intentionally create time for reflection and solitude. You may not realize how much it can really help you until you do it. There are numerous accounts in the Bible where we see that Jesus retreated to a solitary or lonely place and spent time in prayer. One of those accounts is found in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, and it reads, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." Another account is found in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, and it reads, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." Jesus himself made time for solitude, so why shouldn't we? What we choose to fix our eyes on impacts how we experience life. There's an always relevant reminder in Psalm 46, verse 10, which tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." I'm not saying that we should dismiss, diminish, or ignore our struggles or our pain. I believe it's possible to hold room and space for them and their impact on us while also holding God's truths. Even though our emotions and feelings are valid, God's word will always trump them. We can experience and acknowledge that we don't feel God close, but remember that he promised to stay closer than a brother, as we see in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. We can experience worry or fear about our future, but remind ourselves that God is worth trusting, as we see in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7, as well as verse 19. He's capable of making our paths straight, as we see in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, and he knows what we need and will clothe us with exactly what's necessary, as we see in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 32. I don't believe that God wants us to silver line our dry seasons, our discouraging moments, or ignore our stuff, our emotions. I believe that our emotions are messengers and they serve a purpose, and our dry seasons remind us of our humanity. They hold deep value for us to glean. They stretch us and urge us towards growth, and they remind us of the fact that we desperately need God. Ultimately, I believe he wants us to be led by his spirit instead of our emotions, and with his help, it's always possible to do that. Each season serves a divine purpose, winter included. Just like how a cup of hot chocolate helps to keep you warm in freezing months, making intentional time to connect with Jesus and feed your spirit will warm you up too. May we all remember that even when it seems like God isn't working or moving, he is. And whenever it feels as though he's not listening, he always is. Winter prepares the way for refreshing and renewing. And while it may not be pleasant being in that transitional period, it's imperative that we all go through it. I'll leave you with the encouraging words in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, and Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31, respectively. "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for speaking. We thank you for the encouragements and the reassurances that we can find in your word. I pray, God, that you would bless this time. You would seal it in our hearts. And I ask that even if it is just one person that was helped, I give you thanks and praise for that. And I pray, God, that you would continue to do what you desire to even long after this program is over. We pray that you will be with us as we go through the rest of this day and week, God willing. And that we will continue to set you as a priority in our lives. We thank you for all that you do and all that you are. We love you and we praise you again for this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As I close today's session, I encourage you to listen to the song about to be played. Its name is Promises by Maverick City. And I hope and I pray that the words of this song encourage you and that they remind you of the faithfulness of God, of the goodness of God. And that you will be encouraged to keep holding on to him and trusting in him through all of the various seasons of your life, God willing, and especially in your winter seasons. May your hearts be encouraged as you go through the rest of your day and your week ahead, God willing. God bless you all. Stay safe and have a wonderful day and week ahead by the Lord's sweet grace.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenants and faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness.
Faithful. I'll still bless you. In the middle of the storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. In the middle of the road, when I don't know where to go, I'll still bless you. In the middle of my storm, in the middle of my trial, I'll still bless you. When I'm in the middle of the road and I don't know which way to go, just lift up your praise, just lift up your worship to Him.